The Bible, a Jewish conspiracy and hoax on the Gentiles. The Bible is a Jewish conspiracy. Christians are deluded under a powerful spell. Christianity is nothing more than a vicious program with the goals of forcing the Gentiles to give up all occult knowledge and power so all psychic power is in the hands of select Jews for total control, indoctrinating the Gentile masses into pacifism and a slave-like mentality of servitude, encouraging the Gentiles into giving up all money and worldly goods, which is funneled into the hands of the ruling Jews and their Gentile lackeys like Billy Graham, preparing the Gentile masses for a one-world communist slave state with the ruling Jews in control, channeling Gentile psychic energy and prayers into the second coming of Christ, which is, in reality, the Jewish Messiah, as any working of the mind must have a connection, cutting the Gentiles off from their own tribal gods and demigods, whose identities have been altered and replaced with fictitious Jewish characters. Our true Creator God has been denigrated, viciously and heinously insulted, and blasphemed and relegated to the enemy of humanity. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, "May his name and memory be blotted out." Quote from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, "We shall destroy God." The list is endless, and it is so glaringly obvious what was done. Now, we all know the Nazarene is fictitious. The Jews themselves know it and don't believe in him, as he is a lie based upon some 20 or more crucified saviors stolen from Gentile pantheons around the world. I have put a lot of effort and time into researching the Bible, as so many people have serious hang-ups because of intense indoctrination with Christianity and the psychic power that has gone into it. It is obvious the Bible is a hoax and a lie. Okay, here's a quote from the book Bible Myths and Their Parallels in Other Religions by T. W. Doane, copyright 1882, page 92. We shall now endeavor to answer the question which must naturally arise in the minds of all who see for the first time the similarities in the legends of the Hebrews and those of other nations. Namely, have the Hebrews copied from other nations, or have other nations copied from the Hebrews? To answer this question, we shall first give a brief account or history of the Pentateuch and other books of the Old Testament from which we have taken legends, and show about what time they were written, and second, show that other nations were possessed of these legends long before that time, and that the Jews copied from them. Okay, that's the end of the quote. The creation. This is another quote from 101 Myths of the Bible by Gary Greenberg, copyright 2000, page 3. I mean, even the Jews write on this stuff, Greenberg, and they reveal, they know their own stuff is just a total lie. Of course, you know, they make money by revealing it, and you got atheistic Jews, and well, at any rate, here's a quote from 101 Myths of the Bible. Structurally, Genesis 1 through 11 presents a fascinating insight into how the Bible evolved from a collection of polytheistic myths and legends from various cultures into a mostly coherent monotheistic account of Israelite history. Okay, that's the end of the quote. In summary, every character in the Bible was stolen from pagan Gentile religions and replaced with a Jewish character. Jewish monotheism was stolen from Egyptian Akhenaten. The Jewish creation was stolen from the Egyptian creation. The Jewish Yahweh's use of the word to create was stolen from the Egyptians. Jewish Yahweh replaces Ptah. Let there be light was stolen from the Theban creation epic. The firmament in the midst of the waters was stolen from the Egyptian creation. Adam and Eve were stolen from the Egyptian Geb and Nut. Eve coming from Adam's rib was stolen from the epic of Enki and Nehushtan. My brother, what hurts thee? My rib hurts me. Enet 41. Ninti, whose name means Lady of the Rib, cured Enki's rib. Adam and Eve's punishment and loss of immortality were stolen from the Mesopotamian story of Adapa. Jewish Yahweh replaces Sumerian Enki. Jewish Cain, Abel, and Seth were stolen from Osiris, Set, and Horus. The conflict between Cain and Abel was stolen from Set and Osiris, and as the story goes on, it is later based upon the Sumerian Dumuzi and Enkimidu. Jewish Samson was stolen from Hercules. The putting out of his eyes is based on Oedipus. The pulling down of the pillars was stolen from the Egyptian tale about Rehereketi. The Jewish story of Jacob and the ladder was stolen from the Egyptian funerary rituals for the deceased king. Hail to thee, O ladder of God. Hail to thee, O ladder of Set. Stand up, O ladder of God. Stand up, O ladder of Set. Stand up, O ladder of Horus, whereon Osiris went forth into heaven. The Egyptian ladder, consisting of the bodies of two Egyptian deities upon which Osiris ascends into heaven, has been replaced by a ladder with several supernatural beings, angels, climbing up and down between the earth and heaven. Jewish Moses was stolen from several gods and kings, depending on which stage of his life story. Sargon, the birth and abandonment in the river, being rescued by royalty, and so forth. The wanderings in the desert were based upon the sun god Bacchus, as seen in the hymns of Orpheus. The Jewish stint of 40 years in the desert, claimed in the Jewish book of Exodus, and the subsequent 40-day and 40-night wanderings in the desert of the Jewish Nazarene, were stolen from the struggle of Set and Horus in the desert, lasted 40 days, as commemorated in the 40 days of the Egyptian Lent, during which time Set, as the power of drought and sterility, made war on Horus in the water and the buried germinating grain. These 40 days have been extended into 40 years, and confessedly so by the Jews. Jewish Joshua was stolen from the Egyptian deities Shu and Nun. Jewish Deborah was stolen from the Egyptian goddess Nith. Jewish Noah was stolen from Sumerian Zarathustra. The fictitious Jewish god Yahweh in the Noah story replaced the Sumerian god Enlil, also known as Beelzebub. Noah's son, Jewish Ham, was stolen from Belz. Jewish Nimrod was stolen from the Egyptian pharaoh Sesostris. Jewish Abraham was stolen from King Hariskandra of the Hindu Sankhayana Sutras. Jewish Isaac was stolen from King Hariskandra's son Rohita. The fictitious Jewish god Yahweh in this story replaced the Hindu god Varuna. Jewish character Daniel was stolen from Egyptian Neferiti. Jewish Jonah and the whale. Jonah was stolen from the Hindu character Saktivdeva, found in the Somadeva Bahata. The 12 tribes of Israel, like the 12 disciples of Christ, are based upon the 12 signs of the zodiac. Jewish Lot and his wife were stolen from Greek Orpheus and Eurydice. Jewish Yahweh replaces the Greek god Hades. Jewish Jacob and Jewish Esau were stolen from Horus and Set. Jewish Rebekah was stolen from the Egyptian goddess Isis. Jewish Joseph, with the 11 brothers, was stolen from Egyptian Samet Tichus. Jewish story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife was stolen from Egyptian Anubis and Bata. The 10 plagues against Egypt were grossly exaggerated and altered and stolen from the Ipuwer papyrus. The 10 commandments was stolen from the Code of Hammurabi. Jewish Yahweh replaces the Sumerian god Shamash, also known as Azazel. Jewish David killing Philistine Goliath was stolen from Thor throwing a hammer at Hringer and striking him in the forehead. The Jewish Job was stolen from the Ugaritic Keret, and Jewish Yahweh replaces the god El. The Jewish Job was stolen from a story written in the Ugaritic language, cuneiform script, composed circa 1400 BCE by Ilmiliku the scribe. This epic involves Kerit and the god El, not Job and Jehovah. Kerit's family tragedies and illness are comparable with the story of Job. In the original tale, Satan never even entered into the picture. Here, Jewish Jehovah replaces El. By creating opposing gods, one good and the other evil, the Jews have been able to manipulate the world beyond belief. The Jewish Book of Proverbs, along with the writings in the Book of Ecclesiastes, was stolen from the teachings of Egyptian Ptah Hotep. Many of the writings in the Jewish Book of Joshua were stolen from the El Amarna letters. The Jewish Book of Judges is comprised of material stolen from the story of Aquat, the diary of Wen Amon, the Gezer Almanac. The Jewish books of Samuel and Kings contain stolen material from the Mari prophecies, the Stela of Mesha, the Keratepi inscription, the Annals of Shalmaneser III, the Black Obelisk of Shalmaneser III, the Annals of Tiglath-Pileser III, the Annals of Sargon II, the Siloam inscription, the Yavne-Yam inscription, the Lachlish letters, the Ered Ostracha, the Annals of Sennacherib, the Annals of Nebuchadnezzar II. More stolen material in the biblical books of Ezra and Nehemiah from the Cylinder of Cyrus, Jewish Mordecai stolen from the Babylonian god Marduk, Jewish Esther and the Jewish Book of Esther was stolen from Ishtar, also known as Ashtaroth, Astarte, and Ashtar. The Jewish Virgin Mary, Queen of Heaven, was stolen from Ashtaroth. Jewish John the Baptist, stolen from Anup, baptizer of Horus, both lost their heads. Jewish Judas was stolen from Set. Jewish Matthew was stolen from Thoth. Jewish Thomas was stolen from Tammuz. Like Jesus, the Greek god Hermes was also wrapped in swaddling clothing and placed in a manger, as was Dionysus. The Gentile gods wound up in the grimoires of blasphemy. Quote, no other people, this quote, okay, was taken from The Christ Conspiracy, the greatest story ever sold by Acharya S., a copyright 1999, taken from the pages 325 and 326. Here's a quote. No other people has ever been so conscious of ultimate primacy through supernatural intervention. This has given them cohesion and courage to persevere in the face of persecution and decimation. The conviction that every Jew will one day share in his divine destiny as a member of the world's ruling race has made him proud and has enabled him to survive unassimilated among the nations of the earth. Included in the promised inheritance was a deliverer or messiah to bring about the kingdom. This messiah would either be a temporal human leader who, with his armies, would overthrow the enemies of Israel, or a supernatural being who would do likewise, establishing an everlasting Jewish kingdom as well. The Jewish imperialism would thus come as the awaited deliverer destroyed the enemies and gave their booty to Israel. As Larson says, this Messiah shall bring judgment upon the Gentiles, and they shall become the slaves of Judah. The above two paragraphs, as I said, were taken from The Christ Conspiracy, The Greatest Story Ever Sold, by Acharya S., copyright 1999, taken from pages 325 and 326. The purpose of the Bible was to give the Jewish people a history they never had, to give the Jewish people a special status as the chosen of God, to enable the Jewish people to advance in their quest for world domination. The Gentiles have been disarmed and spoon-fed a pacifistic anti-life philosophy with Christianity. To keep all occult, psychic, and mind power under the control of the Jews and disarm the Gentile population psychically. For the Jewish secret cable to seize and direct as much psychic energy as possible into the coming of their Messiah, who will unite the Jews and rule the world. This is the fictitious Christ. The Jews themselves know Christ is fictitious. The Temple of Solomon and various other faces of the same theme. Because The multitude of characters, numbers, and stories were stolen and altered from Gentile sources. They are strong enough in the Gentile racial memory to use as a powerful psychic tool for manipulation. Bible Myths and Their Parallels in Other Religions by T.W. Doane, copyright 1882, in closing, in the Al-Jilwa and the Karat Al-Yazid, Satan makes it very plain concerning these lies. There is no God but myself. Knowing this, who dares worship the false gods of the Quran and the Bible? That's a quote from Satan from the Karat Al-Yazid. Satan means enemy in Hebrew. And again, quote from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, we shall destroy God. Okay, and the references here, 101 Myths of the Bible by Gary Greenberg, copyright 2000. I've got a lot of them here. I've got like 37 references. I'm not going to read every one of them, but I'm talking about a lot of his Ibid. It's the same, taken from the same book. Another one, Bible Myths and Their Parallels in Other Religions by T.W. Doane, 1882. Old Testament Parallels, The Christ Conspiracy. Okay, I've already done that. Other references, Popular Dictionary of Assyrian and Babylonian Terminology by F.C. Norton, copyright 2003. The Literature of Ancient Egypt, an anthology of stories, instructions, and poetry, edited by William Kelly Simpson, copyright 1972. Religions of the Ancient Near East, Sumero-Akkadian Religious Texts and Ugaritic Epics, edited by Isaac Mendelssohn, copyright 1955. The Ancient Near East, Volume 1, an anthology of texts and pictures, edited by James Pritchard, copyright 1958.